hot as sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Six to nine, hanging out. If you happen to be in the downtown 615, you are absolutely welcome to come by and say hello. We'll be there. Coach Pete will come by and co-host with us in hour one. And then the usual lineup, Ole Miss Evie. No Kevin Hagan this week. He is going to be away. No update from Kevin. And I believe Brad's back. I have not heard to the contrary. He has been on his stadium pilgrimage, which he conducts spring and or summer, where he goes literally coast to coast, north to south, and visits college football stadiums. Relentless pursuit of that. He does it, has fun, loves it. Hits a spring game or two. I believe he was at the Buckeye game. I believe he was at the Notre Dame game. I don't know the entire list, but those are a couple I noticed. Brad with us, I believe, hour number three on Friday. Today, it's Wednesday, correct? Yes, the Wednesday edition. Brett Ciancia coming up. Pick six previews, and that is in less than 15 minutes. Couple teams he has been studying. He's been studying out west. Arizona, the Tucson Wildcats, and UCLA. Those are two teams most recently on his study list. If you have any other items, college football teams, that's fine. You can post those. On the call text option line, the text angle is what I pursue most vigorously. 615-844-5600. That is the number, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Got a nice message yesterday. There's not a prevailing topic at the moment that I just wanted to come out this mid to late April, guns a-blazing on something. There's really nothing like that this morning so far. Things developed during the show. But Jerry, over in Brenham, Texas. Now, Jerry is a longtime listener and high school coach in Texas. I believe football and also track. And he will send me messages, maybe once a month. And he's had a tough time. His wife has been battling breast cancer. And anyways, he said, Bill, just checking back in. The wife has been going through chemo. She's doing great, though, Bill. Her brother last week had surgery for prostate cancer. He's okay. Her dad is in the hospital with heart problems on top of his dementia. He might not ever be the same, Bill. I still get to listen to you most of the time on the replay when I can. Our family in Brenham, Texas is holding on. We'll come out of this as a stronger family. Count your blessings every day, Bill. See you, Jerry, in Brenham, Texas. P.S. Bill, I love Coach Pete. Great stories. It would also make a great book. Jerry, I'm going to speak for myself, and I'm going to speak for this audience. You have our collective prayers. That sounds like you guys are battling tough times, and you're hanging in there. And Jerry, our prayers. I know it sounds through the years, when somebody says thoughts and prayers, it almost sounds trite. It almost sounds like that, just say it to get it out of the way. It does. I understand that. I used to not understand that. I do now. It sounds a bit rehearsed and not real sometimes when somebody says thoughts and prayers. Well, I'm going to tell you, sincerely, from me and this audience, your situation will be in our prayers. Without saying it, and it sounding trite there, it's sounding kind of fake. Yeah, everybody goes through situations. That sounds like a tough one, absolutely. But I trust that things will be okay. I pray that things will be okay for you, Jerry, and your family, and stay in touch, please. And he has through the years. He's sent me messages in the past when they'll have a prospect. That's Texas, so there are prospects everywhere, right? Texas is just booming, and always has, with ball players. Now, again, this show is predominantly about the oblong spheroid, but whatever sport you wish to participate in, there's going to be dudes everywhere. Male, female, sports, does not matter. Texas is just loaded, whether it's the Metroplex area, whether it's Houston, whether it's pure East Texas. East Texas has dudes everywhere. Everywhere. Had some of the baseball games on. Now, midweek baseball, I understand. Midweek baseball can be a little tricky. Right? Had on, I had on Tony Vols. Yes. I had on Tony Vols. They were playing Western Carolina. They'd be the Catamounts, right? Had that on. Billy Barrels, Billy Amick, 7 RBIs, 2 home runs. Very entertaining. Yeah, very entertaining, but I have on a lot of the different games. I'm just telling you what I had on one of the monitors last night. I really enjoy college baseball. I do. I really enjoy it. It's fun. Perry Mason checking in from the Orange Groves of America with his big John Deere tractors that make me incredibly jealous. Used to have a big John Deere, Kubota. I like both those. I don't know if you said you had to pick one and you can't have the other, meaning you have to stay with one. I don't know what I would do there. I love both those products. John Deere and Kubota. Love them. Had Kubota mowers too. Just love them. Now, very expensive. And when it's time to get them repaired, even more expensive. Probably Perry would know this more than me because he's still farming, so to speak. But I would think the Kubota repair bill is always going to be higher than the John Deere bill. I'm talking about for the same type service. I could be wrong, but I would guess. You had a mower and its responsibility was for the immediate, probably 8 acres around our house. And it was a Kubota, very nice, man. 360 turn, everything about it. And anytime I needed something, it was $1,000. Hey, I just need you to look at this. Well, there's $1,000. Well, all I said was look at it. There's $1,000. It's just the way it goes. Perry Mason says, Bill, you're right. I love that explanation. Sincerely offer prayers for our guy, Jerry. Yeah, through the years, I've kind of understand why when somebody says thoughts and prayers, and I've said it a lot. And I know at some point in the last 5 to 10 years, when I say it, it just sounds, maybe that's just me, it sounds either incomplete, insincere, you're just trying to get it out of the way and say something. It just does. I wish it didn't, because if you think about those words, they're good words. But it's just become trite. I don't know any other way to say it. It sounds like you're just faking it. Yeah, and Jerry's not able to listen live, so I doubt he's hearing us now. Hopefully he hears this later on the replay. Yep, hopefully he does. Perry says, Bill, John Deere only, my man. And it's a picture of a big old. That's a big old. That's. Let me look at this. Oh. That's a forklift type thing. Whatever. John Deere. But nonetheless, I love the products. Irish Bill down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, prayers go out to Jerry and his family. May our Lord lift you and yours up during this time. I get messages like that from time to time, and I do. I appreciate it. And if it helps 0.1% or less than that I respond, then it's worth it, right? Then we've done our collective job to the point of, okay, hopefully there's some comfort there when he hears our empathies. Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully there is. Brett Ciancia. He is working on his football release. It comes every year, somewhere, I believe, in June. He goes slow. He's not trying to beat the marketplace. He's not trying to be first on the market. He's trying to be the best, and he does a very good job. With the current window, meaning the transfer window, that will close here soon. But there's movement, so he has to be careful until all the moves have been made, or at least as many as you can account for as you're projecting teams. It's a tricky situation. Brett Ciancia when we come back after the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A couple of accidents still getting some attention out here. It's really busy now, but it's moving on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. A little bit of radar earlier in Wilson County, especially the Mount Julian area, down I-40 in both directions around Belinda Parkway. Again, give yourself a little bit of extra time and slow it down. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda's so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili pepper perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back to The Bill King Show. You can hear The Bill King Show on WYTK, ESPN 93.9 FM, The Score in Florence, Alabama. Call or text into the show now at 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
It's the time of the season for love.
Brett Ciancia. Pick Six Preview is with us Wednesday. It's always a pleasure. Brett, I was just talking prior to you joining us about your process as you have your football release, which comes every late spring, summer. And you have to be meticulous and you have to be patient, even more so because of the portal, one that we are in currently. Give everybody the cliff notes because you've made it clear it's just you. It's not like you have a staff that you assign things to. What's your process from beginning to end? And again, just brief cliff notes.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. Hope all is well. And so it's a very lengthy process. It's really a full year project. I mean, I think it starts in the actual season. I mean, on Saturdays, I have 4 TVs going for 14 hours from noon till 2 a.m. till the Pac-12 closes up. Sunday, I'm watching condensed games, writing some freelance spots for KSL.com, Utah BYU. During the week doing the radio hits. And then once the national title ends, then it's on to the next book. Then it's, looking at who's leaving, looking at recruiting, looking at the transfers in and out. In January, February, I'm working on the stats and the graphics, the numbers component of the book, because I do have a lot of analytics in there. March, April is more into the spring games and watching some game tape from the prior season. Getting really the football X's and O's sense of it. May and June, it's talking to head coaches and coordinators on the phone, talking to local media, really digging in and writing. I guess the writing goes really from February till July, but really heavy writing in May and June. July is the review process and the design of the book, and then July gets sent off to the print press and delivered out to all of you in late July and August. So. And then September comes around and we kick it off and it's the playing portion, as you call it. So I think that's the cliff notes. I can dig in anywhere on there more, but yeah, it's a one man show. It's, I try and combine not just the numbers and the analytics, but really the X's and O's of it. Watching these teams, getting to know these staff members, their schemes. And yeah, it's, I think pretty comprehensive.
You have covered from the beginning what's called the P5. It's really not a P5 anymore because one of them is imploded, but the teams remain. And I was just thinking, you've got the new teams in the B1G, the Big Ten, which is at Los Angeles, those two, and then Oregon, Washington. And then you have the Big 12 additions, which are Colorado, Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, etc. You've got Oklahoma, Texas. So I guess it's the same 65, Brett. It's just which league are they in?
Yeah. I mean, each of the past 3 years, I've called it the biggest change yet, and it keeps progressing even more and getting even more change. This is by far the most this year. You're blowing up all the old historic conference structure. You're tripling the playoff size. So, this one, it's definitely different. It's the same teams with a couple additions here and there. I know a couple years back I added BYU, even though they weren't in a Power 5 conference yet. I figured they have the legacy, they have the fan base, they play a mostly P5 schedule. So I added them. I thought that was a big change. But then the Big 12 expanded, bringing them in, and UCF, Cincy, and Houston. So that was a big addition there last year. This year, I thought it was just going to be the SMU addition to the ACC, but then now we have all this, all these scattered teams. So I am going to keep Washington State and Oregon State in there for this year, with hopes that they get picked up in the next cycle. I don't want to lose sight of them. I think they're two very important programs for the sport. But otherwise, yeah, it's the same 68, 69, now 70 teams, just, different conference affiliations and different division structures.
I wasn't even thinking about Stanford and Cal and SMU just then, and yeah, that's part of it.
It's crazy, right? It's never ending. And I realized because the two teams that I told you about that we could talk about today, UCLA and Arizona, you think of, all right, he's on the Pac-12 now. Pac-12's gone, my friend. Now it's that's the Big Ten country, and that's Big 12, so it's crazy.
We were talking, though, and go ahead and speak on Arizona first, but I would say the Big 12, as far as picking the ultimate winner, is as wide open, and I can't stand when the media tries to sell that, because it's never wide open as they want you to think. In this case, I buy it.
Yeah, it really is. I think that had Jed Fish remained and they had really retained their full roster, I think Arizona might have entered as one of the favorites, if not the number one favorite. They're still in the mix, it's tough to predict how a coaching transition will go, but they did retain a lot of that roster. It was fears it would be poached by Washington. I think Fish got his hands on two or three starters off the team, but I'm jumping ahead. One step back is 2023 Arizona, the way that they capped off Jed Fish's three-year rebuild. It's really cool in the sport to see it happen this way. It's rare. I mean, it's always the goal to see a steady increase year to year and see a team really round into form. It never happens that way, but at Arizona it did. He took a winless team, took them to one win, to five wins, all the way up to 10 wins, their best season since 1998 in Arizona. The thing is, and what's a little bit bitter for some Arizona fans is they had it all coming back. 20 projected starters were set to return, with 2024 being that rare year of it all coming together. Could have even been a Big 12 title or a playoff bid. So when Fish gets plucked by Washington, it's a reminder of the food chain. Of course, Washington was poached by Alabama before that. So a little bit of change there. Brent Brennan is in. He's an Arizona guy by trade. He's a Dick Tomey disciple. He's got roots out there. Really helped San Jose State the last couple of years. And inherits a veteran roster. Like I said, only two or three guys were poached starter-wise by Fish. But the big ones, Noah Fifita, the quarterback, and Ted McMillan at receiver, All-American caliber. So they're going to be fun to watch this year again.
Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast says, ask Brett, which quarterback could elevate his team to an extra couple of wins just due to his play? He says one that comes to mind might be Nico at Tennessee, but you have some you can throw in there.
That's a big question. Nico definitely, he looked good against Iowa in the bowl game. I haven't gotten over to the SEC yet, so I'm sure there's some answers in there. But, just looking at Arizona, since we're on the topic, Noah Fifita I'll throw in there. I think this is one of the least covered, stars out there. Nobody's really talking about Arizona as much. And, they started out a little rocky with Jaden Delora at quarterback. He's hot and cold. But with him being injured, they brought Fifita in, and the freshman really shined. So look for him to be all-conference caliber in the Big 12, and if they make a title race, he could be in the Heisman conversation. So I'll go with him. trying to, I mean, it could be so many answers with the quarterback question, but maybe I'll throw in Cam Rising since we're talking Big 12, the Utah super veteran. I think he's on his sixth or seventh year, just because of all these injuries, and he's a two-time conference champion, and they had such bad quarterback play without him last year. They were on the backups and fourth stringers and wildcat safety, you know, converted safety at quarterback, and so I think his return stabilizes that team and elevates them. So there's just a couple. There's plenty of quarterbacks to talk to, trust me.
Brett Ciancia, Big Six Previews. Okay, UCLA was also on the study list.
Yeah, UCLA, another coaching change, although it didn't come when we thought it would. There was a point last year, UCLA started 6-2, and you thought, okay, they're favored in all their November games. They might really turn the corner here, make a 10-win season. Instead, they lost three of them, and they stumbled down the road there. They lost to Arizona State, who was running a wildcat in the swinging gate. Go back and watch highlights of that game. They had no quarterback and still beat UCLA. So I thought he would be fired at the end of the season. Instead, Martin Jarman, the AD, recommitted to him. But then fast forward to February, and Kelly leaves on his own volition. He goes and takes the offensive coordinator job at Ohio State. So a roundabout way to get through a coaching change, but it happened. They go back to their alumni base and bring in Deshaun Foster, of course, the All-American running back there, and running back's coach the past decade. He's produced a lot of good runners for UCLA and now takes over as the head man. Brings in Eric Bieniemy, the Andy Reid assistant from the Chiefs, who is at the top of the coaching carousel every year in the NFL. He's implementing his offense. So transition there. The big thing, though, and I usually don't like this topic. I like more of the on-the-field stuff, but it's a glaring issue at UCLA is the fundraising issue, the NIL, the recruiting. Given their location and their big alumni base, they should be a top 15 recruiter every year. There's really no excuse. They had been forever until Chip Kelly was there. But they have not modernized with the new NIL era. Love it or hate it, it's just part of the game now. And so that's got to be step number one for this new staff is just getting that off the ground and unlocking that potential.
Brett, very good point by you. UCLA, historically, and I'm a 70s and 80s guy growing up, always came down south to big-name players. And were a threat to get them. Now, they weren't quite as mighty as Southern Cal, but they were mighty. Southern Cal would be all over the South poaching players or recruiting, I should say, players, and having success. UCLA came to Tennessee, Georgia. They came all over here. You're right. Their recruiting is not the powerful punch that historically it is or could be.
Yeah, I agree with you. First, you start with local geography and look where they're located. Southern California, one of the top five hotbeds of high school talent. So they could walk around the block and sign the top 25 class and let alone, start plucking out of the country and get up to the top 15. But that's how it was forever, like you're saying. 70s, 80s, 90s, even, when I was starting the Pick Six Previews, they were a consistent top recruiter before Kelly got there. So, just the last 5 years is when it fell off. I think the last five are their five worst recruiting classes of the modern era. So a lot of hidden potential there that's untapped. Speaking to the historical standards on the field too, Kelly walks away 35-34 overall, barely 500. That is the second worst of any coach there since the 60s. 12th out of 15 all time there. So really below their standards. There's a lot of potential there. They are transitioning to a new conference though, and they need to beef up their offensive line, their trenches. They had a defensive line this year, but now it's all gone to the pros with Latu leading the charge. He'll be picked tomorrow night for sure in the first round. But so reloading on defense, they lost their ace coordinator to USC, Danton Lynn. So there's a lot of question marks at UCLA. And then some of the reports I'm hearing out of their spring practices, look out for a rebuilding year, big time.
And they're joining a brutal league, which will be very unforgiving.
Yes, different style of play, very physical, Big Ten West week in after week out, and it's going to be a physical toll. So they got to be ready for that transition.
Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews. You mentioned, and I never watch spring games. I can't. I can't concentrate because I don't believe what I'm watching. But I know you do and Brad does. A lot of people do. Have you had time to do that yet, or is that something you tape and then do later?
Yeah, a lot of it is taped. So when I pick the next team to write and start digging in, I'll put that on and get some background. And so, for example, last weekend I watched the Wake Forest spring game down in Winston-Salem. Got some tidbits on them. I'll be prepared to talk to them next Wednesday on the show. But, yeah, I use them as a research tool. I don't know how much actual on-the-field action you'll get. It's more so that these commentators, they spent all week on campus talking to coaches, coordinators, the players. They reviewed the season. They know who's coming back. They know the transfers that are impacting in practice. So it's a research tool just to hear them talk about a team for an hour and maybe kick off your research.
Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews with us every Wednesday. Brett, we will let you run, sir. Tell everybody what they can do to get your info.
Yeah, thank you. Pick6previews.com, 2024 season preview book. Hard copy is back. But, yeah, looking for a mid-July release as usual. Until then, Pick 6 Previews on Twitter. Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Taylor down in Vietnam, Georgia. That's not called Vietnam. I was just playing with the words there. Arkansas is. That's what some call it. But anyways, Fayetteville, Georgia. Bill, big 15-inning win for the Dogs last night. Wes Johnson doing a phenomenal job so far in Athens. He is. Anytime you hire a coach in any sport, but baseball here with Wes Johnson, who was the pitching coach there at LSU, national championship team, sometimes you think, okay, that's a good hire, but he's not the head coach. So how do you translate that? Well, I think to date, Taylor is correct. I don't know how I could be critical. I think he has done a really good job of taking a somewhat dormant Georgia baseball situation and injecting some energy and life into it. Doesn't hurt that you have Charlie Condon. They've got other talent, though. But, yes, he is doing a very good job. Difficult to take issue with that. On the text line, which is 615-844-5600. No fan in the 863 down in Florida says, Bill, your assessment between John Deere and Kubota, wrong. Now, I said I thought, if I had to guess, Kubota was more expensive and more expensive to repair. He says, Bill, wrong on that. John Deere is more at purchase and to fix. Not that far off, though, Bill, but John Deere is more expensive. I just took the foreign angle there, right? I don't. I've had them both. John Deere tractors, my Gator. Main problem I had with the Gator, and it wasn't bad, but that those sensors wear out on the hydraulic lift. That's not a real expense. That's just a little box-looking thing that's under the seat. You just pull it out and put in the new one. I love that hydraulic feature, though, man. I don't have a Gator anymore, but, man, I miss it. God, I love that thing. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Just a few more minutes on this earlier crash over here near Green Hills Mall, 2200 block, Abbott Martin. Traffic's not only building in that area, but also on 24 westbound, coming in right now through the Antioch area in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, towards Nashville. This time of the morning, it gets a little bit crowded at times on Vietnam. That's coming westbound through Hendersonville there in Sumner County, out there in Dixon County, in pretty good shape so far. I-40 coming past Highway 46. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407, 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
Someday days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was...
I think I saw a little bit of his workout. Looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
I would call myself a Caleb Williams skeptic. I just don't believe it. I enjoyed watching him. Very good college player. As it pertains to Sunday Bowl, I don't think he's special. Patton is Caleb Williams. You and I actually, on your show yesterday, spent a couple of minutes. I don't remember if we talked about him, but is Caleb Williams considered likely the first pick in the draft?
Bill, he is -20,000 to go number one overall. Brad said yesterday he had to bet $200 to win a dollar for him.
So that's beyond overwhelming.
Yeah, it's pretty confirmed at this point.
That means they've talked to that'd be the Bears, correct?
Yep, Chicago.
Okay, that means that Vegas has plenty of info inside the Bears GM office, right? That's what that means. Well, I just, and it depends on what the expectations are. I don't think he's special. Could he be a pretty good quarterback for them? Yeah. Yeah, and that's better than most. That's better than the average quarterback in the NFL. I don't know if I believe that, though. I do think some of the other maybe non-playing related items would be somewhat of a concern. I know Patton and I talked about this yesterday. I can put up, if you're a superstar, and this is just the way it works, this is life. I can put up with a little bit of, however you want to describe it, knuckleheadedness. He's not a bad guy at all. But just some of the other things, if you're that good, that's not that big of a deal, right? If it's borderline, maybe that is a bigger deal. That's just the way it works. From the beginning of an athlete's career, players are treated different. I've mentioned this. In some seventh grade class this morning, across America, various seventh grade classes, there's an athlete, maybe he's the quarterback on the junior high and he's already 5'11", 175, and he's 13. And he's fast, he's got an arm, he's tough. He's treated different. Walking down the hall, he's treated different. Maybe when he's a ninth grader and he's 6'1 and a half, 185, projected to be 6'4, and I'm just making this up, but this is a very good example. He takes over the team, the varsity, as the quarterback in ninth grade. That happens all the time. And sometimes state championship that first year. Jared Curtis, who's committed to Georgia right here. Five-star quarterback. His freshman year, I believe, Patton, and you may know the story better than me, I don't think he started game one. They had another kid. The kid got hurt, and I think he took over about game four, and then, of course, that was it. Never looked back. But that happens all the time. And the star is going to be treated different. Whether you like that, if it's fair, it's not fair, doesn't matter. That guy's going to be treated different. And all the way up to the NFL. You ever heard stories about Lawrence Taylor? Now, this is a very extreme example. What all he put into his body, the drugs and everything else, Parcells did not mess with that. That guy was so phenomenal. He could go tamper with all the drugs he wanted as long as he would produce, didn't matter. Now, that's on the NFL level. Okay, that's really extreme and out there, and LT is one of the spectacular players in the history of the sport. That's not a real average assessment right there, but it is an example. About a year or two ago, buddy of mine who moved down here from Chicago was at a restaurant or waiting in line to get into a restaurant here in Wilco. Looked out and saw Lawrence Taylor sitting alone. Now, my friend is a very people person kind of guy. I wouldn't have walked up to LT. First of all, I don't care, right? Don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Just a dude to me. But my buddy approached him to get an autograph or something, and before my buddy could say a word, LT said, "No autographs. Move on." Don't know what you want, but move on. Funny, though. Yeah, funny. But I'm a Caleb Williams skeptic. No doubt about it. 614 Rob. Bill never owned a tractor, so I don't know about their repair expenses, but had a boat for about 20 years, and it always seemed to need something fixed. Every time I went to the shop, it was $700 or so. Taylor down in Fayetteville, GA. Bill, I just can't see Caleb Williams succeeding in Chicago specifically, Bill. Brent down in Macon, Georgia, proud dad moment. Bill, my senior son's soccer team wrapped up the regular season last night, back-to-back region champs. We went undefeated in our 15 games, 14 shutouts, 67 goals scored, and only one goal scored against. Season resets as we head to the state playoff. That's awesome, Brent. Those are memories that will stick around. Yeah, those are good memories. And what they're accomplishing is very difficult to do. Think about the state of Georgia. We talk about how good football is there, and that's the king, football. But Georgia has players in anything, any sport. In his case, we're talking soccer. I can promise you there's soccer people, there's soccer dudes everywhere. Everywhere. On a very high level. To do what they're doing is excellent. Yeah, absolutely excellent. Top of the hour, we'll head down to the Boot and Blake Ruffino. We'll check it out. Blake's show, and I don't get to see it much, but he does a very good show down there. And it's funny because it's him and a whole bunch of LSU fans. And can you imagine what that's like? It's first of all, Blake knows the stuff. He's good. But can you imagine the interaction that's going on there? It's funny. No, it's good. It's very entertaining. He'll be with us in about a little less 15 minutes. Comedy Nashville Hotel.
Morning, it's really starting to get busy now on 24 westbound. Coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, that's what we're checking out live again over here on 24 out through the Antioch area as it continues to build westbound. 24 headed towards Nashville. Coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, all clear at the moment on 65, working your way up through South Nashville. Now watch for radar, I-40 in Dixon County and at times in Wilson County, especially the Mount Juliet area this morning as it really starts to crank up 40 west out of Mount Juliet towards Hermitage. Princess Hot Chicken now has brand new items on a brand new menu. You can order online today. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to treat your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a 7th straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch.
Swung on, lifted left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Tonight, be here for NL East Baseball in Atlanta as Ozzie Albies and the Braves take on Jazz Chisholm and the Miami Marlins at Truist Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Bill King Show. More gravitating than the radio wave emission from a supermassive black hole. Call or text the show now at 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Johnny Vegas, who has a boat. Matter of fact, he's got a business on that boat touring. Folks who come down there, take him on tours. And this is his season. weather gets nice like this all the way through. Very busy time for him. He said, but, he goes, I don't know anything about tractors, but I can tell you what BOAT stands for, the acronym, B-O-A-T, bust out another thousand. I think I've heard that in the past. I had a ski boat. It's been a while, and I used it about five times in about 3 years. Went and got it, took care of it. It stayed in a barn, my barn. Had a truck that was just for that boat to haul it to the lake. And that's just me. I don't live down there where you guys are. Maybe I'd have a different feel about it, but I don't. It was a pleasure when that thing got taken off my hands, got bought. I didn't even care what I sold it for. It just needs to get out of my life. That's all I could think about. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I met LT in Myrtle Beach 2 years ago after he got arrested here for buying crack off of an undercover officer. Said he was a little reserved and talked to me and gladly signed the book I had, his book that I had. He was here for a charity golf event. There are very few ever on this planet, 6'4 and 240, 250, whatever they listed him, with that kind of motor and viciousness and ability and raw brute strength. Bill Stewart, God rest his soul, was on the North Carolina staff when LT was there and tells some remarkable stories. Bill E. Stewart, West Biogod, Virginia head coach there for a couple of years. Only won 9 games a year, so they replaced him with Holgie. I was thinking about that the other day. Bill Stewart, my guy, and I like Holgie too, so that one's tough. A lot of people don't like Holgie. They hired Holgie to be the offensive coordinator, but also told him, you're the head coach in waiting. Bill Stewart was winning 9 games a year. But they had their mind set on Rich Rod in his heyday. That's what they ought to be at West Virginia. And that's not realistic. That's not happening. Brought Holgie in to merge with Billy Stewart. Bill Stewart didn't know they were going to do this. Told, we've got your offensive coordinator, and by the way, you've got another year. Take it, keep it, and then you're out. He is the head coach. Well, he moves in, and of course they can't get along, and the thing blew up. The thing absolutely blew up. It was very, very ugly, to say the least. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, I love my boat. It's called the Salty Knoll so much, but you better use your boat or it's not worth it. It's a very expensive hobby for sure. Yeah, if I live down there where you guys are and the access you have, and no offense, but we've got some nice rivers and lakes, but that just doesn't turn me on like if I happen to be down there. Just wouldn't. Tom says, Bill, here's a list. A map of the United States and draft picks from each state. Not much coming out of the New England states. And let me just open this map up. Florida has had 325 draft picks. This is NFL. Texas, 289. California, 247. Georgia, 211. Florida number one. Am I shocked? There's not another state that has a three as the first number other than Florida. But Florida, Texas, California, Georgia at the very top. You would think so. Yeah, you would think so. Blake Ruffino as we continue.